The Bucks NBA season came to an end, falling 126-106 to the 76ers in Philly yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. After the game, multiple reports surfacing that Bucks head coach Doc Rivers is out as the team's head coach. After yesterday's game, Rivers had this to say.
Well, I can tell you we're all on the same page. We've talked about it, and we want it out pretty quick. I want them to do it. It's better, but I think you guys pretty much know.
Rivers went 97-103 during his nearly three seasons in Milwaukee. Brewers dropped their fifth straight, falling to Washington 8-6 at AmFam Field on Sunday. In the process, Christian Yelich left the game in the fifth inning with left hamstring tightness.
It hurts like crazy, but I still like the team. We're most likely going to get some bad news on Yelich to further put us down, you know, if you want to.
Pat Murphy's Brewers are off today. University of Wisconsin will be looking for a new athletic director as Chris McIntosh will reportedly step down and become the deputy commissioner of strategy for the Big Ten Conference. McIntosh has been at UW since 2021. Rory McIlroy, a two-time Masters champ, winning his second straight green jacket at Augusta, becoming just the fourth player to win the Masters tournament in back-to-back years. He finished one shot in front of Scottie Scheffler. Badger men's hockey team falling to Denver 2-1 in college hockey's national title game on Saturday. Wisconsin scoring first, dominated play for 2.5 periods, just couldn't add to the lead. Head coach Mike Hastings.
It would have been great to hold them to 9 total shots, but when you're playing a team that's as accomplished as they are, you know they're going to make a push. But if you're asking me if we just laid down, no, I thought we played our tails off. So you knew they were going to make a little bit of a push. And they did. But I thought, again, we had some opportunities. We just didn't capitalize. We needed to, in my opinion, to get it to 2.
The Packers sending wide receiver Dontavian Wicks to the Philadelphia Eagles over the weekend for a pair of day 3 draft picks. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.